This is Dr. Joyce Starr, and welcome to the Rittenhouse Review. My guest is David Benton, Vice President and Manager of the Rittenhouse Hotel. Hi, David. How are you today?
I'm fine, Joyce. We have a beautiful, beautiful sunny day in Philadelphia today. Just gorgeous. In fact, it's been nice for the last 3 days.
Excellent. So
everybody's out and about. The trees in Rittenhouse Square right opposite the hotel are blooming. We have these wonderful apple blossoms, magnolias. Just gorgeous. Just a beautiful, beautiful day. And everybody's out in the park having picnics and throwing the frisbee, that kind of stuff. Well, the biggest thing that's happening in my world is this Friday, and we are having a royal breakfast for the upcoming nuptials of Prince William and Princess Kate. And we're starting at 5:30 in the morning in the ballroom. And I have the privilege of having the British Consul General in attendance to make a small speech. And we're serving all kinds of British food, including crumpets and HP sauce and Marmite, orange marmalade, specially made English sausages, grilled tomatoes, and a wonderful British fish dish called Kedgeree.
As people might surmise, you're British.
Yes, from London, England. So this is a big event for me. What I thought was going to be maybe 20, 25 people might show up. We were going to put a couple of television sets, have a nice breakfast. We're now up to 129 people showing up at 5:30 in the morning. We have these big 7.5-foot by 10-foot screen at one end. We have some large screen, high definition televisions at the other end as people are going through the buffet. And it's going to be just a grand event. I think a lot of the ladies apparently are going to be wearing a very fancy hat, and we have a beautiful menu that people can take home with them, and also a map of the routes that they'll be taking from Westminster Abbey to Buckingham Palace, and also the chronological order of how the wedding will proceed, for people can keep as a keepsake when they leave.
This was your idea, I take it.
Somebody whispered in my ear that they thought it would be a good idea, and I kind of thought, who's going to get up at 5:30 in the morning? And so we said, well, why don't we just do it in the restaurant, and we have everybody there anyway. And it just grew to 130 people now. More are signing up. Turned into a grand event.
Is it by invitation only? How do they sign up?
We had a little bit of a television debut about it. We did some emails. It was a bit in the newspaper. And I guess friends told friends, and all of a sudden, we ended up with a huge crowd.
This sounds like the happening in Philadelphia, actually.
We have 4 television stations showing up that morning to film it, so we're very excited about that. And it should be a fun event, and I don't know how many Brits are actually coming to this thing. I know about 6 who are British, but I don't know everybody who's coming. Half the people may be British subjects. That'll be a lot of fun.
Be lovely. And the menu, which sounds so interesting, again, was that your idea?
That's kind of what we do at home with the HP sauce, which is like a brown sauce, like your A1 sauce. Of course, we have orange marmalade that was made in England, the Marmite, which is a wonderful yeast extract, and Tate's golden syrup, which again, we all grew up on in England. That was the best kind of syrup, which is really honey, that you can have. So for all the Brits coming, this will really remind them of all the foods they used to eat when they lived in Britain. Crumpets. We must have the crumpets.
You must have the crumpets. Are you going
to have
photographers there so we can see some pictures of this?
We're going to take some photos because we hear that the British Embassy would like some photos. They heard about this in Buckingham Palace when the honorary consul was there the last 3 weeks, and they were delighted that we were doing something to celebrate this event, and they're now asking for some pictures also.
Oh, I can't wait to see them. I hope you'll send me a few.
We absolutely will. We'll PDF them over.
All right, and I'm going to post them on the website.
Okay.
And what else could be happening in Philadelphia and at the hotel? Well, how do you compete with that wonderful news?
As you well know, we do serve afternoon tea from 2 to 5, 7 days a week, and we rewrote the menus. So we now have a Prince William tea. We have a Princess Kate tea, which includes champagne. And we've added now the royal tea, and with the royal tea, you get the regular tea with the champagne, but also a commemorative coin depicting Kate and William. So it's a beautiful coin, plus a small box of chocolates with a K and a W on the chocolates, and we made Earl Grey chocolate for Prince William, and honey chestnut was the chocolate for Kate. So those are the 2 chocolates you're going to get in the little box with the gold coin.
Royal tea, that's too funny.
You know, we started that 3 weeks ago, and we're going to run those teas for probably the next 2 months.
What is the coin? Where did you mint it or create it?
Got it from England. We found the website that sells commemorative Kate and William memorabilia, and we ordered 150 coins to get started, and it's been very popular. People really like that little memento.
Is there any other hotel like the Rittenhouse?
It's a lot of fun, and a lot of people helped design what we're doing today. So it was a very, very collaborative effort of a lot of staff members here, a lot of people to thank.
I'm delighted to hear about it. And in Philadelphia, more events coming up?
Everything's open now, and the duck boat is back in the water. The National Constitution Center is in full swing. I must say that the new National Museum of American Jewish History is fully open. It is definitely a must for people coming into Philadelphia. And you don't have to be Jewish. It tells the story, basically, of freedom. And whether you're Italian or Irish or Greek or Russian, and you came over to this country maybe 20, 30, 50 years ago, or your grandparents came over and settled in America as an immigrant and made their way to prominence or middle class or what have you. But it's a story of people who are in a free environment that can succeed. And that's the whole point of the museum. It happens to obviously be about Jewish people, but what we found is that people going through the museum of any genre, of any origin, find that it really relates to them, like their Italian grandfather coming over from Naples or their Russian grandmother coming over and then succeeding because, again, you're in an environment that talks about freedom. So it's really a fabulous museum. It's very, very well put together, and it's just by all of the Bell, the Independence Hall. So you're in that nice historic area, so you can see all of the other sites too.
And how did they track and research and compile these stories?
There was a lot of people who participated. There's a lot of history in Philadelphia. It was a large Jewish settlement here, and the other Jewish people who came from different parts of the world. There's lots of archives and lots of information in various museums around the country. People who are maybe 40 or 50 can remember their father and their grandparents coming over. Lots of stories, and obviously a lot of people became very prominent, be they musicians or actors or boxers, what have you, designers, filmmakers. So there's a lot of good stories of people who came from very humble means. And again, because of being in the United States of America and having freedom, they were able to develop their skills and gain some prominence. So there's an enormous amount of information and very, very beautiful put together, very original kind of museum and well recommended. And of course, one then has to go visit the Reading Terminal Market, which is about 100 stalls of different foods and chocolates and breads and flours and cheeses. And you can see Amish women making pretzels. And if one person in the family wants a cheesesteak and somebody else wants Greek food and somebody else wants Thai food, you can all grab the food that you like and then sit in a central area and then enjoy whatever ethnic food that you'd like. So Reading Terminal Market is a wonderful place to just browse and, of course, have a nice lunch there.
You mentioned a boat. What boat was that again?
These are the duck boats. They both ride around the streets, and they have the ability to go into the water. You get a nice tour of the city, both on the street side and from the water side. The weather's so warm now, it's a very popular pastime for people. It's great for the kids.
Is Philadelphia experiencing an explosion in tourism at this time of year?
Seems to be incredibly busy, I must say. We've been running, as have the other hotels, very high occupancies, particularly on the weekends. Philadelphia is a very affordable destination. It's very close to Baltimore, Allentown, Lancaster, New York, northern and southern New Jersey, Maryland. People travel maybe up to 5 hours by car. It's just a great place to discover. Everything's very close to each other. Once you're in Philadelphia, you don't have to go very far. It's very kid-friendly, and most importantly, it's extremely affordable. The prices in Philadelphia are far, far lower than, say, Boston, Washington, and New York City.
And the people are so nice.
People are very friendly, and at the moment, most of our sports teams are doing pretty well, so everybody's always in a pretty good mood because we're a big sports kind of city.
David, anything special coming up at the hotel in the coming month or two?
We're continuing with our very successful wine dinners. We have another wine dinner coming up on April 29th. It starts with spring vegetables and various items, but it's our cheese and wine dinner, which sold out in about 3 days. So we might do another one. And then on June 10th, we're doing our Austrian wine dinner. And that should be a very interesting kind of dinner. So we're continuing with our wine dinners. We're continuing with our wine tastings. We always have our champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries on Fridays and Saturdays to welcome our weekend guests. And our kids program is proving very successful. In fact, we had the most ever kids this last weekend. We had 60 kids in-house, and they love the little treasure chest. They get their toy when they arrive, and they get their little slippers and little robes and turn down cookies and milk at nighttime with a little book. So people really enjoy our children's program. And, of course, we're right on the square. Go out there in the morning and take a cup of coffee, sit in the square. The kids play in the park, and we're pet-friendly. So if you do have a dog, you can take it for a little run in the park right opposite the hotel. We're right off the main strip, so if you want to go shopping, you can just walk everywhere.
David, it sounds wonderful.
Now that the weather's really turned beautiful, all the trees are in bloom, all the cafes are open, people are sitting outside, having breakfast, having cocktails at night, it is really tremendous. It's a friendly place, it's very affordable, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody enjoy Philadelphia.
Lovely. Well, thank you again for this wonderful interview, and I am so pleased to be back with you on the Rittenhouse Review, and I look forward to our next episode.
Thank you, Joyce, and have a pleasant week to all of your listeners, and we look forward to seeing them come visit Philadelphia.
Lovely. Take care, David.
Thanks very much, Joyce. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.